So we got a very interesting thread going today with some of our listeners, and I wanted to run it by you because the question that we asked on our thread today on the Cooper and Anthony pages, and if you're not following us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, you know, please do. It's Cooper and Anthony Show. You can just Google that and it'll come right up. You can follow me at the Cooper Lawrence on Instagram. The question that we asked is, what is something that you do that you know you shouldn't? Like, what's your dirty little secret? So we got some good ones, and I wanted to run some by you because I didn't respond to any of them because I wanted to know if you thought that this is problematic and we should probably call some of these people's mothers, or if these things are perfectly fine.
Okay.
So one of our listeners, Jeffrey, said, every day I throw a raisin across my office at the head of a woman I barely know. She has no idea who's doing it, but her confusion brings me a little bit of joy every day.
Perfectly fine. Perfect. Yeah. I throw things at people at work all day long. That is fine to me.
Just one raisin. That's all he throws.
It gets him through the day.
Okay.
I love that he goes and buys a box of raisins just so he can throw a raisin a day at a woman. I wonder if she ever finds out, if she turns around and gets hit by a raisin. What the hell are you doing?
Right.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
And she's dumb. All she has to do is wait till everyone's at lunch and then just open drawers and see who's got the box of raisins. You know, you've solved the mystery. Okay. Here's another one. This is Alexandra. She said, even though I have a good paying job, I like to steal beer glasses from bars. Beer just tastes better in pint glasses, and they taste even better in stolen pint glasses.
I can't say anything. So I
why?
Because I steal forks. I have been known to steal a fork from a restaurant if it's a really good fork. If it's a really thick, you know, really expensive fork. I'll act like it fell on the ground and then put it in my pocket. So I can't say anything.
How could you do that? Then none of your forks at home match.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to have matching forks. I'm not fancy. What am I, fancy? What am I, a Rockefeller over here? Is my last name Bush? No. Not a Kennedy. I'm Anthony, not a Kennedy. So none of my forks match.
That would drive me crazy if I opened up my fork drawer and none of my forks matched. Oh my, I don't even know what I would do. Everything has to match in my silverware drawer. Everything.
No, we have 75 different forks and half of my forks are plastic. So.
Or stolen. Jonathan, he said, after my mom died, I helped my dad sort out her things. I found a box of love letters that revealed she'd been having a lengthy affair with one of my dad's friends. Yes, I put them in the recycling and he will never find out. The grief nearly killed him when she died. I did not want to make it worse.
I mean, that's going to eat you alive to know that and not tell your dad. But nothing, you have to outweigh it. Nothing good can come of it. By telling him.
Right. He can't confront her.
Right. So,
you know,
I think it'll be hard to look at your dad in the eyes at Christmas because, you know, a secret, but you can't tell him.
Yeah. I'm against telling somebody about an affair after somebody's died or once the affair is over, because all you're doing is assuaging your own guilt. You're not really doing anything other than that, because you are going to hurt the person you're telling that information to. So if the affair's over and it's done, if you kissed an ex, if you did something you shouldn't have done, I say keep that to yourself. You know, if you want to stay in your marriage and stay in your relationship, I don't see any reason to hurt somebody else because you are feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's the good thing when people die that people only seem to remember the good times.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Johnny was such a saint. He did nothing wrong. Oh, wait, you hated Johnny when he was alive. No, Johnny was perfect. He's a saint. Go light a candle for him. So just keep that as she was a saint. She was a perfect woman. Just remember the good times.
Okay, we got two more of these. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, this is our all of our social media pages. We had people put up their guilty confessions and things that their significant other or family do not know, and asking, like, is this okay that this is like my big secret? My wife thinks I'm a sober vegan, and she loves that about me. What she doesn't know is that when she goes to her sister's house for an evening, I track her phone so I can slam a meat lover's pizza and about 8 IPAs. Then when I, on the phone, see her leave her sister's, I bag all the evidence and I throw it in the neighbor's trash.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that's, you have to get it out of your system. If I was a vegan, every now and then, I might drive through McDonald's. I don't know.
Right.
And
right.
I just wouldn't tell you. I would throw the food away at the gas station before I get home.
Right. I'd smell it on you and I can see your belly. but aside from that, I know that that's a bigger betrayal than an affair.
You think?
Because, yes, I'll tell you why. Because affairs tend not to last long. It's, you're doing it for a reason. You're resentful. You're angry. You get out of your system and then it's over. I think if you are with somebody who wants you to be a vegan, sober is a different story. I think if you're, if you're sober because you are an alcoholic and now you're drinking, that's really problematic. Mm-hmm. But if you're only sober because your significant other doesn't want you to drink, which is what this story seems like, it doesn't seem like anybody's an alcoholic here. It seems like, you know, we're healthy. We don't drink. We don't do that. We don't drink. We don't eat meat. Mm-hmm. We don't have dairy. That's us. That's we, you know, in the price of doing business in your relationship is to be vegan and to not drink. So if most of your day is spent and you're perfectly fine, in order to be with this beautiful, amazing woman, you have to not eat meat, not drink alcohol, and you're fine doing that, except the once in a while when she goes to her sister's, I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. As opposed to living a lie. You know, I don't think you should live somebody else's truth. If your significant other wants to be a vegan, listen, I've been a vegetarian my whole life. I have never dated another vegetarian. Never. Mm-hmm. I've tried. I just can't find a guy that doesn't want to eat meat.
Right.
But I have never, ever said to a guy, if you eat meat, I'm not having sex with you, or this relationship's over. That's their business. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I made my choices. They can make theirs. I'm not going to judge them just the way they're not judging me. Because somebody else may be like, I don't want to be with one of those freaky vegetarians. You know, it's not a religion. It's what I'm into. You do you.
Yeah, but you're not a vegetarian. You're super vegetarian. And you only eat like four things. And even fruit gives you food poisoning. So there's nothing
True.
You can eat.
Yeah, I've limited even the fruit I eat. No, but that's my business. That's my thing. I'm not going to impose that on somebody else. I'm not going to force somebody to not eat meat. It's up to them. I mean, what I find is when someone's around me a lot, because I don't eat meat, we tend not to go to a lot of, steakhouses. Mm-hmm. And I don't cook meat at home. So I find that the men I date tend to eat less meat when they're with me, but I'm not stopping. That's their, they can bring home a hamburger if they want. That's their business.
So we could still go to Ruth Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, they have those big baked potatoes that I love. This one's kind of interesting. This is what Cynthia says. She says, I was relieved to take my husband's name and to change cities when we got married. Mm-hmm. It meant I was no longer contactable by my previous life associates mm-hmm. and my criminal activities.
Nice.
My husband has no idea who he really married, and I will never tell him because I've completely changed.
Nice.
That's interesting. So do you think that she should at some point tell her husband about her past? Or do you think that she's like, nope, that's it. That's my past. That's the old me. It's not who I am. He needs to know this Cynthia, not Cindy.
No, I think you have to tell him at some point about Cindy, just so you know it's in the past. And I don't think as a couple you should keep something like that from each other. If you're a criminal and
right.
you did bad things, yeah, I think you should break down and tell them.
I don't know. You know, I think it only becomes a problem when worlds collide. You know, I've had that. So in college, like most people, I drank, I partied, I was, you know, I was a mess in college just because I, you know, got away from my parents. I can do whatever I want. Woo, rage. And I was one of those kids that just like raged. Not a sorority sister. I was not one of those. I was a different type of rager.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I graduated, clean, sober, vegan, you know, I'm vegetarian now, but I was like vegan, didn't touch any alcohol, not even marijuana, no cigarettes, nothing, clean. I became a personal trainer. I worked out 6 days a week. I was in great shape. I was with my boss. So when you're a personal trainer, there's like the main trainer and then like all the little trainers underneath her. So I was one of the little trainers underneath her. And my boss and I were walking through the West Village. We had just finished our shift. We were going to get like, I don't know, probably like a smoothie or a wheat juice or something, you know, equally as obnoxious.
Right.
And we bumped into this girl that I knew in college and after that I used to party with. I mean, party with a capital P. And she's like, oh, my God, Cooper, I can't believe I ran into you. I heard you live in this neighborhood. You know, I was wondering if you knew where I can get like a drug hookup. And my boss was like, how would Cooper know? How on earth would Cooper know where you can get a drug hookup?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, yeah, no, nice seeing you. I don't, I wouldn't know. Yeah, she's right. How would I know? Mm-hmm. Nice seeing you though. And I walked away and I was like, phew, dodged a bullet there. But I love the fact that my old friend who ran into me was going to contact me anyway, because she was like, you know, so what do you buy weed these days?
I need some weed, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was your boss. It's a different thing if it's your boyfriend and he doesn't know that part about you. I would think that's kind of weird.
Well, I guess the only way it comes into play is if, like in medical situations, to make medical decisions for you. Mm. You know, they ask questions like, has this person ever done X, Y, or Z? You know, done cocaine or done heroin or whatever it is that she was. I don't know what kind of criminal she was. She doesn't say in her little message there. But, you know, if it's something that's going to affect her health and affect what kind of treatment she gets, I think that's the kind of thing your husband should know, because he's going to be making medical decisions for you if you can't.
Yeah, I think you have to let him know your past, because that's your past. It's not your future. It's not your present. So I changed. I'm here for you. But this is what I was like. I used to eat people. This is what I used to do. I used to be a cannibal. Just let you know, got that out of my system. Not interested in eating people anymore, but just wanted to let you know.
Right. That's the kind of thing that would hopefully send the guy screaming, though.
But if you run into your buddy that you hung out with in high school and your boyfriend's there and he's like, let's go eat people again. The guy's going to be like, you ate people? So you don't want to have that conversation.
Cindy, that's your advice from Anthony.
If you ate people, tell him. If you just stole a candy bar, he doesn't need to know.